when your horse returns to Alcamp Riderless.
أزور سيدي ومولاي ومعتمدي ورجاي.
The ocean of دعاء.
الإمام الحسين عليه السلام زيارة
Why did you leave us to fend for ourselves? Hussein, Hussein, the slain.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا محمد وآله الطاهرين. In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Madarisi, and in this edition of The Ocean of Dua, we are trying to discuss and talk about the different aspects of Ziyarat Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam, Ziyarat al-Ashura. So stay with us.
وَلَعَنَ اللَّهُ ابْنَ مَرْجَانَ وَلَعَنَ اللَّهُ عُمَرَ ابْنَ سَعَدٍ وَلَعَنَ اللَّهُ شِمْرَ.
Brothers and sisters, as you were previously with us, we were discussing who Umar ibn Sa'd was when we reached this part of Ziyarat al-Ashura. وَلَعَنَ اللَّهُ عُمَرَ ابْنَ سَعْد. And may Allah distance from his mercy Umar ibn Sa'd. We said that he was really hesitant to accept the responsibility of sending an army against Imam Hussein alayhi salam in that battle. But when he finally accepted that because of his intoxicating love of the world, even in that time on the night of Ashura, Imam Hussein alayhi salam tried to invite him to abandon the forces of evil and join his forces to attain salvation. Imam told him that, "Do not fear Allah, leave these people and stay with me." And he responded, "My house will be destroyed." Imam said, "It will be built for you." Umar Sa'd says, "My land will be taken." And Imam says, "I will be giving you the better from that with my wealth." And he does not accept. He continues concocting pretexts until Imam, when Imam knows that there is no room for his change, Imam curses him. This scenario is exactly the same as this verse of the Holy Quran, where it says, "Inna الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا سَوَاءٌ عَلَيْهِمْ أَأَنذَرْتَهُمْ أَمْ لَمْ تُنذِرْهُمْ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ." For the faithless people, it is the same to them whether you warn them or do not warn them. They will not have faith. ختم الله على قلوبهم وعلى سمعهم وعلى أبصارهم غشاوة ولهم عذاب عظيم. Allah has set a seal on their hearts and their hearing, and there is a blindfold on their sight, and there is a great punishment for them. The Holy Quran exactly explains what the reason is. إنما تنذر من اتبع الذكر. The Holy Quran says elsewhere, you can only warn someone who follows the reminder. وَخَشْيَ الرَّحْمَنَ بِالْغَيْبِ. The one who fears all beneficent in secret. These are the ones whom you can warn. فَبَشِّرْهُ بِمَغْفِرَةٍ وَأَجْرٍ كَرِيمٍ. Give such people the good news of forgiveness and a noble reward.
When people ask, "I'm confused about which school is right or which madhab is right," go to Karbala. Look at Karbala, it clarifies it instantaneously. Anybody says, I'm confused, say, please go to Karbala and tell me what happened, why it happened, and what does it have to do with your religion. You will see it completely exemplifies. It clarifies, it takes all the blurs out instantaneously. SubhanAllah, that's the miracle of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. Imam Hussein alayhi salam's main foundation of morality is do not allow tyranny, do not allow evil doing, do not allow indecency. Why is Imam like this? Because he knows Allah, he appreciates Him, he understands His dimensions. That's why we must love them so much. We must love them so much that don't let anybody else take us away from them. There should be no room in our thoughts. No matter who we admire in this world, no matter how great a person we look at, never move the Prophet and Ahlul Bayt out of the center of the heart. Never. They will know that their Khalifa lied to them because he told them they don't pray. And if they see them praying on the battlefield, their hearts will change. So stop them from praying. Imagine how evil these people were. That's how much lies they had. And you cannot eradicate this lie at the level that we are talking about unless you give your blood for the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
This is what happened to Umar ibn Sa'd. And as he finally accepted to battle against Imam Hussein alayhi salam, and he rejected Imam Hussein's invitation on the night of Ashura. And when Imam Hussein had incurred several wounds and lay on the plains of Nineveh, unconscious, it was Umar ibn Sa'd who began encouraging his men to behead Imam alayhi salam. Perhaps this is why some historians reckon him as the one who bashara qatl al-Husayn, as the one who directly killed Imam Hussein alayhi salam. What truly shows his nature is what happens in the aftermath of Imam Hussein alayhi salam's martyrdom. Ibn Athir writes, وَلَمَّا قُتِلَ الْحُسَيْنِ أَمَرَ عُمَرُ بْنُ سَعْدْ نَفَرًا فَرَكَبُوا خُيُولَهُمْ وَأَوْطَأُوا الْحُسَيْنِ. After Imam Hussein alayhi salam was martyred, Umar ibn Sa'd gave orders. He gave orders to a group of people who mounted their horses and trampled the body of Hussein. Dear listeners, this was only a brief story of a person who was defeated in the inner battle, in this jihadun nafs that we used to discuss in the earlier episodes of this year. And this is what happens. As a result of that defeat in the inner battle, he lost the outer battle as well. Due to his love and passion for position, for governorship, he had the audacity of killing the grandson of the Holy Prophet ﷺ, who was the official divine guide of the age. This is not something small. It is difficult for one to understand how a human being can have such audacity of carrying out such a horrendous massacre. History, however, has always repeated itself, and it will repeat itself again because the laws of history do not change. We have had many people who were hesitant at first, but looking at these material blessings and wealth they are about to achieve, they forget about everything. They forget about who their imam is, and even worse, they try to stand against him. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for staying with us in this episode. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
الذي صنعت من الرمح منبرا ظمآن والزمان بعينيك ممطرا نعم الأمير أنت حسين وقدوتي ساروا إليك قلبي وعقلي ودمعتي يا محيي الكرامة تبكيك كل عين لبيك يا إمامي لبيك يا حسين.